631 presents A Bunch of Losers, and There's One Perfect Champ.
Quack, quack.
This program is intended for adult audiences. It contains scenes of violence, coarse language, nudity, and sexuality. Viewer discretion is strongly advised.
So don't get your mark-ass, bitch-ass, chump-ass, whore-ass feelings hurt.
Because
you are now listening
duck.
To the most unapologetic wrestling podcast in all the annals of the internet, motherfucker.
It sounds new. It was fuck you, dude.
Yeah, make it sound for Doug.
The world, quite fuck frankly, Doug. Is just not big enough for the both of us. Somebody's got to go and go
it's a full
for
shit.
Good.
Singing J. Cole.
Let's see if he repeats that.
Spoiler bear, bitch. Roar, growl, roar.
Let's get it.
Okay. Uno, dos, tres.
Haze hops and turnbuckles. Haze hops and turnbuckles. What are you doing? Haze hops and turnbuckles. Haze hops and turnbuckles. Hops and turnbuckles. What are you drinking? Well, Jack Danny with that Coca-Cola.
That number 7
from Tennessee.
Tennessee whiskey.
Fuck y'all doing, man. Fuck y'all doing, man. Fuck y'all doing. Hola, como stars. Turnbuckles, haze hops, turnbuckles. One more time for the people in the back.
Boo that man.
One more time for the people to the left.
Boo that man.
Here at 631 Entertainment, live from the Dot Cave, what's happening? This is Dot Man to 11. And to my right.
Hey, it's Dylan Dooley.
Oh, no. No Dylan.
No Dylan.
You could be Shitlin.
Shitlin.
You could be Titlin.
Titlin.
You could be Chitlin.
Okay.
Chitlin. Midlin. Yeah. Zitlin.
Zitlin.
No diddling.
No diddling. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to take that.
Yeah, no diddy. No, yeah. Diddy. No diddy.
No doubt.
No diddy.
what's happening, man? Welcome to Haze Hops and Turnbuckles, man. This is your 2024 NXT Stand and Delivered.
Yes.
Review. Yep, we're getting audited today. But I got all my ducks in a row.
Yes, sir.
And right now, I'm sipping on a Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey with Coca-Cola. And what might you be sipping on?
Hey, since we got some other things once we leave the Dot Cave to do.
Hallelujah.
We are alcohol-free tonight, so we are sipping on some Ghost Energy Phase Pop.
He's straight edge.
We're going to keep it clean till we get home to watch that WrestleMania Night 1.
Then everything, you're going to let everything loose.
Then the demon's coming out.
Like your inner Finn Balor is going to show face.
Yeah.
Save news for today. I don't know if you have any interesting news.
Yeah, I mean.
Hold on, I'm going to play you in real quick.
Let's
though.
See,
hold
if,
on.
We, let's
hold
see
on.
If what we got.
This is how we do it over here if we don't have the dang on, if we don't have the regular. This is what we play at the Dot Man when we, let's see. Oh yeah, you know that music. Yeah, it's the news, but coming from the Dot Cave, where you can take all of your news with a grain of salt, cause it comes from the internet.
A lot of shit that happened this week. I don't know. Chitlin, Zitlin Dooley might know.
Let's see if we can find something.
Shouts out Tony Baker. Yeah, man. 631entertainment.biz. That's where you can get your merch. I will have the new Penalty Beer Champion t-shirt up by the end of the weekend.
Do I have it right?
Oh, yeah, man. I have yours on Monday, I believe, yes, or this week, man. Check it out. It's live and in full effect.
That's clean.
Yes, sir.
That's clean.
Yes, sir. Good quality.
Yes, sir.
Good quality. $29.99.
And that's what we drinking at Penalty Beer.
Yeah, man. That shit. I might as well wear my shit. God damn it. Fuck you, Duck.
Shit.
I mean, how many fuck yous be this week?
Yeah, I mean, that's news number one. We got a new shirt to drop.
Oh, well, also, I got some news. We got a new ROH.
Yes, sir.
World champion. It was on the same day that his brother, Jamin Pugh, a.k.a. Jay Briscoe, won his 2013 to be exact.
What, 11 years ago?
Yeah, fast forward to 2024.
Right to the day.
His brother, Mark Briscoe, has dethroned Eddie Kingston.
Congrats to him. And also, I don't know if you had the theme song to it, but I see when he came out to the, what was the name of the song? The intro.
Reach for the Sky?
No, it was something before that. Bullets something.
I have to look that up.
He came out to that.
I definitely have to look that up.
Also, I seen the youngest was Billy Starks won.
Oh.
She became the youngest champion.
Who?
She defeated...
It wasn't Athena, was it?
No, Athena retained.
Okay.
Athena retained. She beat... Who did she beat?
Yeah, she should have that title forever. Fucking honky tonk, man. Is this when he was managing Rockabilly? We're watching WrestleMania 13. Yeah, this is when the legendary Bret Hart Stone Cold submission match happened. Ken Shamrock was your referee. I mean, if Stone Cold wasn't defined then, he definitely was defined after this. Hall of Fame went down last night as well. We was just talking about it. Chitlin Dooley said, oh, you know what? That is so cool because you can add everything but diddling, but whatever other alphabet, whatever other consonant that goes with it, you can add it. Vidlin.
Yeah. Just make it work.
Should we call you Alphabet Dooley then?
Yeah, do something. We'll come up with something.
Yeah.
We'll throw it out there. I can't remember what I seen that he came out to. I don't think it was a Reach for the Sky.
Yeah. Shit, man. How about this? Yeah, I was reading this earlier. So earlier this week on The Bump, the almighty Bobby Lashley was asked about his mindset heading to WrestleMania 40 this weekend. And Sunday, Lashley and the Prophets, of course, take on Final Testament.
Yep. Correct.
The pastor and the deacon board versus the world's toughest Christians.
Yes.
Hallelujahs.
Yes.
But Cross, he felt disrespected when Lashley said he was handcuffed at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cross was like, you know, let me put this in perspective. He's had nothing for respect, but respect for the guy from the very beginning. We worked in some good companies. He showed up. He does good business. He doesn't go into business for himself. They're all from different generations. He talked to Paul Ellering about it. Paul said, am I out of line right now? Well, he asked him, was he out of line? Paul Ellering said, absolutely not. Go do media and say you're excited about this weekend, because he is excited about this weekend. This is his first Mania. Lashley, of course, has done more. But he says that here's the reality check. Everybody in this business is handcuffed. We all think we can do better, but you don't go out in the court of public opinion and try to get sympathy on a week where all the eyes are on us. Okay? It's totally unnecessary, and it's a slap in the face to the audience. Your thoughts, Fitlin Dooley.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, the man said he did. There's some frustration, yes. I mean, have they done exactly what they thought they would do with the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley? Yeah. Has that led up to what you thought it would be? It's been kind of lackluster. It really hasn't fulfilled to the dominance of what they were. They really hadn't done much with the Street Profits.
No.
They just kind of been in the background noise.
Right.
So, and, I mean, I understand the frustration, but I don't know.
And also...
But you also just throw it out there and just don't keep it... I mean, don't put it out there in public like that. To where, like you said, yes, we know there's frustration,
mm-hmm.
but this is a big weekend for everybody.
But what was he going to do? Initially, when when building up the pride, I guess it's official, they had on the shirt, I want one. Mm-hmm. I want one. I'm still wearing this one right here. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Guess ain't gonna print me a shirt, but right. I need one of the pride t-shirts. Anyways, initially they was gonna be heel.
Yes. The crowd didn't take it.
Yeah, so basically that's the you got to point that towards the fans, because I think they had something in line for you heel wise, but as a babyface they had to rewrite it. And unfortunately, this is what you have to do. I'm pretty sure the match is gonna kill, but you know, it ain't the end of the world. It's more WrestleManias. Oh, was that me or you? Was that you?
It might have been whatever you just.
Hot mic. Hot mic. What else we got, man? So is this true? They say if Cody wins, if he finishes the story tomorrow,
oh, yes,
that the Universal it. Championship.
He's will, changing it.
Yeah, will now be the WWE Championship.
Yeah, I seen that.
Hmm.
He's going to change the way it looks. I think it might be a clean-ass design.
Yep.
Something new, something fresh.
Do you call cap on Ronda Rousey saying she doesn't like performing in big stadiums?
I was one that wasn't big on Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
That wasn't one that I was, that wasn't a draw for me. That didn't do it.
Yep.
But, I mean, has she not performed in big arenas from what she came from to what she went into with WWE? Is that not big-ass crowds?
I don't remember the backyard when she was in UFC.
Exactly. I mean, that's a lot of people that turn out to there. Is it not about the same, probably?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be equal out the same. But how about her little where she accused
Drew Gulak.
Yes.
Pulling her drawstring when trying to shake her hand.
Because I seen his response was that he was walking by, gonna introduce himself or say hello, accidentally grab, I guess the string is probably hanging or whatever. Mm-hmm. You move your hand sometimes, you hook up on grabs and shit.
Yep.
But he said that's all it was, nothing more.
That was a long ass drawstring.
So I mean, yeah. But I mean, if a man is reaching down, but I mean, is that just her trying to stay in the eye? I hate to say that somebody's doing this or doing that, but it's like, is this her just trying to stay relevant right now in the eye? People know, people see.
I don't know.
Or is that something more serious?
Because she don't need it. She don't need it. And when you make those accusations, sometimes that shit can stick to you everywhere you go.
Exactly.
So don't do that.
No, don't
do not
accuse
that.
People doing this and that.
Well.
What else you got? I'm trying to think what I've posted to where we at today.
Well, you had said something about Supercard of Honor. Guess we can check out the results. If I can find the results. All right, why are we stalling? It never does this hit. You know what? I'm gonna just, okay, here we go. All right, boom, got it right here. Just a quick rundown. If you care, I mean, it's too much going on in our world. There's too much wrestling to watch. It's a job, folks. Lot. 0 Hour, premier athletes. This is Josh Woods, Ari Daivari, and Tony Nese, with Mark Sterling defeated Tony Deppen, Rhett Titus, and Adam Priest. Is that cousin? Is that cousins of Damian Priest? The Beast, formerly Black Taurus. I do know who he is. He defeated Blake Christian by pinfall. Also, Cole Carter and Griff Garrickson defeated the Spanish Announced Project, Angelico and Serpentico, by pinfall. Mariah May defeated Momo Kogo by pinfall. So, shit, that was 4 matches, 0 Hour. ROH Television Championship, I remember. Shouts out Tony Baker. Hold on now. ROH World Television Championship, Cal Fletcher defeated Lee Johnson. I remember Lee Johnson was talking shit. He was there to take over, but he took the pin instead. Stardom Showcase 6 women tag team match. Mina Shirakawa, Meika, and Mei Sara defeated Saya Kamitani, Tam Nakano, and AZM by a pinfall. Arigato. ROH World Tag Team Championships, Undisputed Kingdom, that is Fuck You Matt Taven, as 420 would say, and Mike Bennett defeated The Infantry, Charlie Bravo, and Sean Dean by pinfall. Damn, Infantry. Women's World Television Championship final, Billy Starks defeated Queen Aminata.
Yeah, that's what
it was. Yeah, by submission. Six-man tag championship, Bullet Club Gold defeated Monster Sauce, Lance Archer, and Alex Zane and Minoru Suzuki by pinfall. Dalton Castle defeated Johnny TV. Athena. Well, damn, she defeated Hikaru Shida. That means she's a big deal.
Is that? It might be me.
Try your mic again, man. Yeah, there it goes. There it goes. I don't hear it no more. All right, I think we're good. Mark Briscoe, as we said, defeated Eddie Kingston by pinfall.
I can't remember. I can't remember where I seen that. What he said he came out to. Yeah. I don't know if it was that Reach for the Sky, but I thought it was something else I seen.
Yeah, I'll have to YouTube that. But we are here. We are here for something else, man. We are here for the NXT 2024 stand-in delivered review. Any other news I can think of, we will definitely put it into the show.
We got some news from NXT that we'll throw it out there when the show goes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I should play you in the way you're supposed to be played in. And like I said, I told you I got you, right? Yeah. I told you I got you. All right, here we go, man. I guess we'll start off with this right here. Hello, gang. Yeah. Hello, gang. When people like to drink margaritas, I prefer to sniff something out of a margarita bowl. Excuse me for one moment. Oh, my. Oh my. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Put your hands together for our guest this week. He is 631 family. Put your hands together for diddling. No diddling.
No diddy. No diddy.
Fiddling. Kiddling. Dooley.
Hey, yes, yes. That is also news. That is also news.
Yes.
Dooley has joined the family.
Yes, yes. Welcome in.
So I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I was just doing it. Support y'all. Throw it out there. And then one thing led to another. Now we're here.
And here he is.
I appreciate y'all big time.
You do the work, you're coming with us.
Yeah, hey, I was just trying to support the show. Throw it out there. Let people see.
Yep.
People comment if they want to.
Yep.
Throw a couple polls every now and then out there. Let some people vote. Of course, they voted for me, my ass to drink. But hey, hey, hey. It didn't happen all the time. But now we're back to drinking again.
God damn it. Not looking forward to it. But that's what's going
you,
on.
Sir Duck.
Fuck you, Doug.
So, we are coming live.
Yeah.
For the Wells Fargo Arena.
Wells Fargo.
So, we're going to kick off the show with the pre-show match. This is Joe Gacy, mm-hmm. Sean Spears.
Hold on 1 second. Sitting here, fucked up again off of a penalty beer.
Oh.
God,
hey, don't forget the shot first.
And all along, I thought my predictions was right.
But did you get the time?
God damn it. There's only one motherfucker to blame. And we know it's big OG Doug's fault.
Yeah, fucking Duck. New to be doing this stuff, Duck.
Right. God damn, man. I'm sorry. Back to you, dude.
Hey, you're coming live from what? Wells Fargo Arena. You got the Metaphor as the host of the night.
Yep.
So we're going to kick off the pre-show. You got Joe Gacy, mm-hmm. Sean Spears. I mean, before Gacy could even get his ass to the ring, here come Reg Holland swinging that damn chair, busting Gacy's back up.
And that's when I thought, I was like, hey, this shit's going to go my way.
But no.
Boy, was I wrong.
Hey, they get to the ring. It turns into a slap fest in the ring. They're going back and forth. Boom, chop, boom, chop, boom, chop. So it was a chop fest back and forth. But, once he got in there, the intensity was there and immediately started sending Spears. He sent Spears over the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the hurt back, Gacy was able to pick up momentum in the match, displaying both his powers and aerial skills that Gacy has. But anytime Gacy looked like he was getting ready close to finish the match and put it away, Spears would always counter. So there was a lot of counters back and forth in this match. And we're going to sum it up eventually. Gacy was able to execute his powerful clothesline.
This motherfucker kicked out of everything.
And what was it? What is it? The upside down, inside out.
Upside down clothesline.
Yeah, he got that.
Yep.
Pin Spears for the 1-2-3. And then that's what started the downfall.
Oh,
right there.
I said, God damn, man. On the pre-show?
Yeah, we got a 0-1-1. Duck's leading the pack.
1-0. You feeling this music?
I like it. Let's get it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, I rate this first match. Yeah, this is a motherfucking, this is Country Club beer right here. I do not like the way things are going at the moment. From what I thought, Sean Spears is coming back into the company. I thought that he would be the one to get the victory.
Exactly.
But Joe Gacy has been on a losing streak. So therefore, you know, this is why that happened. I mean, you got to keep Joe Gacy fresh. He can't be a jobber for everybody.
Yeah, I figured Spears being new, he would get the win.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I figured Gacy would get the loss and continue that crazy trend of what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I figured Spears is too new to take that L right then and there. Gacy, let him have another loss and just go crazy and keep doing what he's been doing. But we were wrong.
Yeah, we were wrong.
Gacy is the winner.
We were wrong. I keep forgetting.
And I guess we will see where that leads.
I keep forgetting I'm not in love anymore, but I never forget the nose candy. What show is this? Class of the Champions? What is this called?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you stand?
We're going to Stand and Deliver.
Okay.
Stand and Deliver in Philadelphia, matter of fact.
Philadelphia. I've been there several times.
Hey, I think our long lost 420 is out there in that Stand and Deliver.
Shouts out 420.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to kick the show off.
Mm-hmm.
This is another downfall where it started after this.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the NXT Tag Team Championship match. We got Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier. So when you look in the ring, these two boys don't even match up in the build. And I don't even know why I picked the two, but God damn.
Yeah, what the fuck was this?
Yeah, this is just an unfair matchup. And I don't know why. But I mean the match went in. I did enjoy it. There was a few spots. The
match was dope.
Yes. Let's see. They started the match with flying. They taken out before the match started. They take out Breaker and Corbin before the bell rang, of course. Let's see. It wasn't long after that. The champs took control of the match. The challengers didn't back down. So I mean, it was spots. They had you on edge. Like, okay, they about to get close. One, two, and that little hezzy three. Oh no!
So goddamn it! Just lay there.
I was like, damn. So they had me as like, okay, they might get it, but they didn't. The challengers did back down. It was on some impressive runs, resulting in stars. Let's see, what was that one that Axiom and Frazier hit him with the Spanish Fly?
Standard Spanish Fly, and I want to say it was a 450.
Yes. That's when I thought, I was like, oh,
nice.
Shit, that was a nice setup right there with the 1-2 between them. But they couldn't capitalize on that. In the end, Breaker would end up, let's see, what was it? Who was it? I think, did Corbin set him up with his end of days?
Yeah, Corbin hit with the end of days.
Yeah, and then Breaker got him with that
massive
spear.
God damn it.
And I tell you, when that man, early before the match, Bron and his fucking speed of what he does, bouncing off the ropes,
yeah,
boom, boom, and then the competitor just standing there.
Just a lot of rage.
And just rocks his ass. Man, I think they timed it on the show.
Yeah.
He gets up to like 22 miles per hour going back and forth like that, just fucking rolling.
I thought he was dead when he ran into them steel steps. God, when he speared the steel steps.
But in the end, there's your two winners, Breaker and Corbin for the pin, and retain the tag titles.
Oh, Lord.
Thoughts on the matches?
Well, we got Mike Tyson KO'd in quick fashion.
Yes.
God,
we are down 0-2.
And we lost.
Yes,
we lost. That was it. The difference makers were right there.
I think 420 still had maybe slight hope because he took some different, I think he took Valkyria and Tony D. So he might have still had a slim chance. But
okay.
Me, you, and Spoiler were already eliminated right there.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I rate this match, though. This match went in, and
I enjoyed it. So,
your ass better call somebody.
Absolutely, because this match was definitely must-see and replay-worthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've started out the show with the correct match to kick off with. It went in. I enjoyed it. I'm going to say the drink. I'll take a nice course. Nothing wrong with the match.
The Blue Mountains or the banquet of beers?
Give me the blue.
Yeah.
The ice cold Blue Mountains. It was a decent match.
If it's cold, you drink that motherfucker fast.
Because like you said, it had you on some spots and you thought XM and them were going to do it. But it didn't happen.
I got to get back to this music though, man. Like,
kick it.
I mean, hold on. All right. Let me. Ha ha ha! I'm sorry, dude. Go ahead.
Hey, the next match, the NXT North American Championship match. Oba Femi,
yes.
Dijak and Josh Briggs.
Neither one of those guys is going to defeat me. Neither one of them.
He is a big.
He is a big. Now it's Omos. But this is a large fellow, is Wade.
Yes. Let's see. Hey, this match right here wasn't bad. But from the beginning, the challengers tried to get Femi down right off the bat. But the champion took off his hits and still brought the action outside the ring. It took time, but Briggs and Dijak were able to execute one of the best moves of the day so far, with Briggs throwing Dijak into Femi. There was one spot. You had, let's see, what was it? Oba.
Uh-huh.
Then I think it was Dijak on his shoulders.
Yep.
And then Josh Briggs on top. So you had a three-man stack. What is the height of that between all three men?
The height of Omos.
Josh Briggs was way in the sky.
That was about a good 12, 13, 14, 15.
And he executed that. That was a nice spot match right there. And then also, I like the camera angle where I think it was Dijak was about to pin,
yeah,
close to the three.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way the camera angles hit, you got Oba right there and puts his hand right on the throat.
Right.
And get Dijak right off him. I'm digging the different camera angles of what they're doing in WWE now.
Mm-hmm. It's new.
Just the different angles and shit you can see instead of the normal setup right here in the ring.
This is not Kevin Dunn produced.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got.
Oh, was you finished with the...
There were several great spots in the match. Philly picking up all the stars on the shoulders, throwing them down and moving wild the crowd. That was a big, and I'm sure you'll see that replayed. But I thought Dijak was going to get the win. But like I told you, I don't think Dijak needs the win. I think he's there. The past name, like we talked Friday,
mm-hmm,
the matches that Dijak's been in previously have all been bangers.
I think he'll get it one day, but just not now, because you, Oba Femi, did you see that intro?
Yeah.
Did you see how powerful that shit was? Where it was funny when Metaphor was trying to interview him, I said, damn, Oba Femi ain't nothing but damn. I think that's Jonathan Coachman. He grew his locks out. But he went by him, fucking interview. I am going to get out here and beat me up some people. And like just the presentation, and then that strut all the way to the ring is like, you can't fuck with me. Yeah, cannot fuck with me.
I agree. He's came on to be so new.
Uh-huh.
And what he's done is just, he just transitioned so smoothly.
And on top of that, it was one spot where Dijak looked at Briggs. It was like, you know what? Me and you got something in common. I know what y'all motherfuckers are thinking. We got buzz cuts. Yeah. Yes. We got a kid. But I get that match, man. That's a motherfucking red stripe beard. The ending was never in question of who was going to win that. Oba Femi is the shit. I say somebody who would be someone to call up soon, and I wouldn't be mad at it. Yeah. Oba Femi.
I mean, they said they're impressed with him, and I'm impressed with him. Like I said, from where he came and that little tournament, to what he's done so far, his mic skills, his ring work, and everything.
Nine matches. They said they made mention it was nine matches before he got to the North American Championship.
Yeah.
Man, whatever he's doing, it's working. Keep doing it.
He's a quick learner. He's been doing an awesome job. I enjoyed that match as well.
Absolutely.
So two matches back to back, I enjoyed. Couldn't go wrong.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
And the sad, sad truth of a penalty beer. Fuck you, Doug. Fuck you, Doug. I am talking like that.
Doug can't even defend himself. Fuck you, Doug. Go ahead and shit.
God damn it.
Yeah. Let's see. The next match.
Mm-hmm.
You got Thea Hell, Henley, Jordan, JC Jane, Yana James, Izzy Dane. Thoughts on the match?
This is the varsity cheerleaders versus the mean girls.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you knew, I think, the baby faces were going to take this. And mm-hmm. Thea Hailson was going to get her kind of somewhat of a revenge on JC Jane. At least get the W over. I think that might lead to something down between the two of them later on. Mm-hmm. But the heels pretty much controlled most of the match.
Mm-hmm.
The fans finally got Jane. They finally got the face off. They've been wanting between the center feud. JC Jane and Thea Hale in the ring. She turned around. Her teammates on around to tag in. So it's pretty much Hale was on her, but let's see what else I write. Dane tried to sneak the snack on. And that's when Lizzie Dane came back up.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm missing spots here and there, but Dane came up. This is towards the end of the match. The sneak attack on Hale.
Yep.
But the Chase You Remember counter with a beautiful arm lockup to get Dame to tap out for the 1-2-3 and the W for the Chase You squad.
Chase You? Yeah, the tap the fuck out, didn't she?
I mean, she had her locked in.
Tap the fuck out. Celebration.
She reversed it. That was pretty smooth move, quick.
Yeah, I mean, that was another one that was pretty predictable considering what happened on NXT earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like JC Jane, she said she ain't fucking with y'all and made Thea Hale feel bad about herself, lost her self-esteem a little bit. She went to the cafeteria after she got her lunch. I think it was one of those school pizzas. Let's concoct a plan to beat up these female companions.
Yes. Overall, that match, that might have been
Azima?
Yeah. out of all the what was on the show, that might have been the least favorite, but I mean, it kind of is what it was.
It is.
Nothing too with crazy.
With the
So we get that match out the way. You got a rating for it? Did you need a rate on that?
Like I said, this is Azima.
Yeah.
I know all the young gals back then, back when I was young, used to try to hand me one of those. I said, no, you need to hand me something stronger than this. I'm not drinking that shit.
We got that one out the way. I mean, you had to. All right, here we go. Hey. We got the women's championship match. Valkyria versus Roxy.
Oh, man.
So the Prodigy, I'm gonna go ahead and get it out the way. The Prodigy's back on top.
She's back on top.
Did you have any doubts, any questions that she wasn't going to regain that title back?
Oh, no. I mean, the run for Lyra Valkyria has been, it's been kind of mid.
Yes, it's been very mid. Kind of lackluster.
I get why they did what they did by getting that title off of Becky Lynch. But no one has been doing better work at this moment than Roxanne Perez. She went heel. Now I'm automatically invested in her now, considering that, you know, as a baby face. No, this is a better Roxanne Perez, which makes for better opponents that's coming her way. You'll have Cora Jade returning soon. I'd love to see that. Where the fuck is Wendy Chu? I'm still trying to figure
yes,
it out.
Yes, that's another one missing. And talking about news, shit, what is her name that was in the crowd beside William Regal?
Julia.
So that right there, something new.
And she's kind of cute.
Yes. But I think this will be the final run for Roxy.
Yeah.
This heel run through some bitches. I mean, there's my one.
Oh, bro.
Run through some female companions.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy. And then I think she will be moving her way up.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the last. Get that heel.
Hold, keep it together. I'm just over here. I'm over here, DJ.
I think this will be her last run. And then I think she moves up.
Bye-bye, Roxy.
Yes. Let's see.
You see what I did there?
Yes. Perez attacked Valkyria's injured arm, shoulder, in and out the match often.
Mm-hmm.
She kept on hitting and attacking. Valkyria tried to get some offense on Perez, countered with a strike to the shoulder. So she was working on that injured shoulder constantly throughout the match. Towards the end of the match, you had Tatum Paxley try to come out, and I don't know what she was doing. She looks like she just maybe grabbed the hand or was just giving that support that she's here for. I mean,
weirdo.
She really didn't get much accomplished for what she did. And I'm really not kinda saying she kind of
got in the way.
Yeah, so
that's what she did.
I don't know what she was doing. I don't know if that sets up something between them two to kind of transition Valkyrie away from the title scene for a minute. Maybe that's what we do there. You dropping all the bangers, and I'm trying to keep myself together.
I see your foot tapping over there.
From just forgetting the review and just start singing this shit for. So I'm gonna hold it in.
Sorry for distracting you.
But it took off a few tries. They were going back and forth. Perez was finally able to get Valkyrie to submit for the win. That was a nice little move at the end that she did.
Okay.
The Prodigy's back on claiming NXT Women's Championship 1 year after she lost it.
Okay.
So she didn't lose it. It was kind of taken away from her. Now the title is back where it was. You got the Roxy two-time champ. Thoughts?
My thoughts, right decision. What's the right decision when I go to your bar? It's about to crack open a beer. Hand me ice cold Heineken. That's what this match was, because Roxanne, I like the way that she gnawed on that arm.
Yeah, it was like all the whole match.
Like a dog on a treat.
Yes.
Yeah.
She worked it.
And like I said, as Dooley already said in his review, you know, like this needed to happen. Like this is a better version of Roxanne Perez. Hands down.
Yeah, like you said, I think just the matches that come to the future right here between this evil Roxy and what's in store.
Yep.
I think it's gonna be good for NXT.
Absolutely.
So
I'll rub that genie in a bottle and get my three wishes. I'll wish for Coke. 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 Oh boy. I need to slow down. I may not make it to WrestleMania night one. I will make it to ER.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself, man. Pace yourself. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
We have the NXT Championship match. Dragon Off versus Tony D. Hey,
bada beam, bada boom. This was the one I was ready for.
Does the family finally get the title, my man?
Hey, we have all the celebration. We have ravioli. We got spaghetti. We got parmigiana.
And we also got the family right behind.
We got the family and the whole spread's out. We got bruschetta. Everything that you need, it's there.
Everything's there.
We just need Tony D to do what
Does
he got to
Tony
do.
Tony D finally get it?
Fuck no.
No. I thought about Tony D, but I was like, I can't see it. I can't see it right now.
Going all the way until about 11:15.
I thought that's what I was fighting. I was like, I can't see it.
Yeah.
I can't see Dragunov losing to Tony D as much as the matches that Dragunov's had.
Yep.
Not saying Tony D is less, but I can't see Dragunov losing it just yet.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's going to be that Dragunov and Trip Williams.
Okay.
Again. And then I think that's where, of course, he drops it. I can't see him losing it to anybody else right now.
Yeah.
But let's get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tony D made an emphasis to go after Dragunov's injured right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And any time the championship went on offense, the sting of his hand would still kill any momentum. So it was a quick stomp. Are you doing something? Stomp.
Let me get
them broken fingers, that broken hand, or whatever it is.
And all my people say.
Let's see. A key moment is when the D'Angelo family tried to hand the challenger brass knuckles, but he declined to go easy for the easy knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they tried for interference, D'Angelo would decline it, in insisting it was his fight. Should he have taken the help to secure the victory?
If you're trying to win the match, I would have.
I mean, that's what the family do. The family's looking out for you. Oh, shit.
This man's
now.
Dead.
Now. This is what Spooler been waiting for. He might be a Dreamville, but this is what deep down in his heart, this is what he wants.
Shit, I seen the look in your eye just now like, God damn it, you wait a minute. Let this song breathe.
Let me just be quiet. Y'all just enjoy this.
I'm drinking some Tennessee whiskey right now, as a matter of fact.
I know that's right. I got that ghost. We're going to get some later.
Yeah. All right now. All right. This shit got me over here sweating.
It's not bad. But you rescued me from what it is. Spoiler Bear might be proud. I think that might be the first on the show.
Yeah, how about that?
It might be the first. Out of all the episodes, what is this? Finally got some
160. This is episode 160.
160, is that right?
Yes,
260.
260.
took him.
I stand to be corrected.
60 episodes to get Spoiler Bears some country.
He's been requesting this shit too. We did it when you ain't here because you're never here. Come on.
This might be Spoiler Bear after he gets all them drinks in him on a Benny and beers he's got to recover from.
Right.
He might be singing to us like this.
You crying in front of me, motherfucker. I mean, simply put, man, this motherfucking match went in. We're talking about Dragunov and Tony D, man. Like, they killed it.
How about the H-bomb that destroyed the table?
Yep. Yeah.
Not one, but two.
Absolutely.
H-bombs. And this would be Dragunov that would be unfazed. But he retains. Mm-hmm. Dragunov moves on. Who is your next competitor mind to go after Dragunov's title?
Now, I'm going to say this. If you want to have that rocket strapped to the back of Obafemi,
okay,
we can do what Keith Lee tried to do in the shutdown. That is, Obafemi challenges Dragunov. And he becomes your double champ.
Okay. I like it. I can see that.
Because who's more dominant? Who else that hasn't took on Dragunov could be in that company right now that you can honestly believe that could take that title off of him besides an Obafemi? Unless we're going to hold it and have Trick versus Dragunov. What would this be?
B2?
Yeah.
B2.
I feel like it's three, but maybe it's part two.
Two for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to do Melo. Mm-hmm. I think Melo's main eventing soon. Not main eventing, but he's on the main event scene. He's SmackDown or Raw.
Yeah.
Soon as in his future.
Definitely getting close.
I think he's
done
accomplished, did what he had to do.
Yeah.
I think it's time for him to move on and you just figure shit out elsewhere. But like you said, it's other than that.
Oh. Hold on. Hold the phone. 420, what's happening, man?
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. You mean tell me this?
What's going on, baby?
I can't believe you. So you can make it to Philly, but you couldn't make it to work?
Hey, man, gotta give me a chance, fight, nigga!
How you doing, Spirit Smart? It's nice for you finally to almost show up.
Where's he been? He's been out for a long time.
Shit, I'm talking about years.
Yeah.
We almost close to 420 members, baby!
Yes, congrats to all of the new members that just came. Welcome. Welcome, each and every one of you.
Popping off.
We got fraud-ass new champions.
Ain't lying there.
There's a lot of fraudulency going on around here.
That's probably the only thing I will ever... God damn, she's shaking the shit out of damn Marlena. We watching WrestleMania 13, by the way, Spirit Smart.
Watching WrestleMania 13, baby!
Yes, we are.
You know who it is.
Oh, boy.
Spirit Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Defending, Universal,
yep,
greatest tribal chief, dead at the table.
What else?
Roman Reigns. What's going on, baby?
Long
time no see. We got auditors. We got people shilling and diddling over there. What are they doing
there? No, it's no diddling. Remember, we it's no diddle.
Yeah, no diddle.
No, yeah, no diddle.
No diddy.
No, I mean chitlin, do nah, diddling, nah, you can't diddle nothing.
You can't diddle
nothing.
Nah. Let me talk about some chair. I'm over here riding shotgun, 420 East, stressed out over here. Traffic backed up for miles, man. I was only 4 miles away. It's gonna take 37 minutes to get there, baby.
Wait a minute.
Shotgun, baby.
420 picked you up on the way. He didn't tell me that earlier.
How you think that nigga got the tickets?
Surprise.
Okay. Like Spoiler Bear says, valid point. Yep. Valid point.
Yep.
Do you bet? You bet not.
Diamond, you a bitch.
That's your one. That's your one.
shit, man. What's good, man? Man, fuck that shit, man. What part of the show y'all on?
Right now, we was just...
It doesn't matter what part of the show you're on.
You son bitch. Oh, you just hung up. Motherfucker. Back to our regularly scheduled program. Where were we before we were interrupted by just such heathens?
Yes.
Goddamn heathens.
Yes, that's all it is.
Yes.
Disrespectfuls out there.
Goddamn, she ragdogging them. Dude, she shook her earrings, fucking cigar, motherfucking bra strap loose.
Now, we were talking about
Dragunov's
next opponent, who you thought would be. Yeah, I mean, there's not many out there.
Yeah,
I think Melo's gone. I think if it ain't Trick, like I said, I don't know.
Okay.
Is it Dijak? Do you throw that back out there again?
I mean, if you want to have something to do to stretch this title run out, but I don't know how long you continue to go on this until Dragunov runs out of opponents after he's ran through everybody again.
Yeah, there ain't many more left.
So, like I said, the only two people that I would want to see is Trick and Oba Femi.
Yes.
Maybe you can give Josh Briggs.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You give him just a match to throw it out there, let him do his work.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not many people. If you think about it, honestly, there's not many bodies left.
No.
That are main event typers.
No.
So... yeah, I don't know. It should be interesting to see who next is the next one to pop up and say, hey, that's mine.
Right.
All right. Here we go. This is the main event. So we start out with Melo, his introduction.
He is him.
And he had that jersey in the rafters that said, Trick. Is he going to retire that Trick jersey? Does he put him away? But we see. He's made his way to the ring. And Trick Williams.
God. Whoop that Trick.
Damn. The cameraman, Trick. I think Trick was a little too excited. You see, he looked like he got a little lost.
Yeah, man, I'm happy as hell, man. I can't believe I'm here, man.
It looked like he was lost and with a curtain to go out of, and then finally made his way. And that crowd is what I like to hear and see. I like to see that interaction with the crowd.
Yep.
That whoop, that Trick was loud as hell.
It was.
And that gave me, like the Rock say, that gave me goosebumps, man. That shit was, I like that. I enjoyed that.
All the world's
far. I think that you build on that, you carry that, and you make something of it.
Yeah.
But hey, let's get to it. The match, they in the ring. Let me see, where's it at? Not a dime to spend. I was
leaning solid everywhere. Let me see. No, I like that pure. I do not like when they take it and make this substance.
All right, Trick Williams, he's shining again.
Yes.
I think he got lost coming the way out the curtain, but he did when that whoop, that Trick was loud. The arena was pouring, whoop the Trick. It didn't take long, the match escalated outside the ring into the crowd. And as their way, was that his dad that?
I think that was his uncle.
Yeah, okay. Because I was like, say, that's your boy? Yeah, that's my boy. Knocked his hat right off of his head. The match got back into the ring, and the intensity never went. Warned for the rest of the match.
Right.
Williams tried to corner Hayes, but he moved, and then that's of course when the referee in his place got knocked out. But no official in sight, so you knew some shit was about to go down.
Right.
Hayes brought out the chair, but Williams got a hold of it, landed several blows. The referee got back into the ring. Yes, let's just pause. I mean, I need to insert Booker T, but I ain't gonna do it with Booker. That shit. Thanks.
Oh yeah, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. What did he say? Shum on. Was that what he was? Way Barrett, he couldn't even get it. He couldn't find a pocket.
Let me get a couple of those. Shum on.
He couldn't find a pocket.
But the referee got back into the ring as William went for another shot and stopped it as Hayes landed a low blow. Hayes landed a nothing but net, but somehow William kicked out. I thought he might have got it right there, but he kicked out.
Yeah.
Hayes tried using the chair again, but the referee stopped it. Gave Williams enough time to land a spinning leg kick to get the pin and the finish with the crowd chanting for him as he celebrated the victory. 1, 2, 3. Whoop that Trick is accomplished. And then we cut, we in.
Yeah,
and
we
that
in.
That is the kickoff to Mania Night 1. Overall, that match right there did what it was supposed to do. Trick was the one that needed it.
Yeah.
And he got it. The crowd is fully behind him. That is a vibe right there.
That trick.
Yes.
Whoop that trick.
Yes.
Whoop that trick. Look, man, this is a so I say this is a Jack and Ginger. Okay? Because I'm feeling pretty good at the bar. So let me go ahead and get me one of those Jack and Gingers. What would be your last shots for this NXT? Staying and delivered.
Let's see. I think I'm going to go. I mean, it was, like I said, overall, the whole show all around was good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I'm gonna go with the trick.
Mm-hmm.
And just that crowd vibe.
Yeah.
But before we end it, I'm going to go ahead and get yours. I got a couple of things I'm going to share that did and what came about.
Okay. You going to take it home?
You go ahead and say what you.
I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say, but yeah, then you're gonna take it home.
Yeah, I got a few little notes on of NXT and some things that's coming out in the future.
Okay. My last shot is definitely man.
I mean, you could go. I like the Braun Breaker. I like the Wolf Dogs match. That was good. I like the Tony D Dragunov match. That was good.
But I lost on that one. But I won I got Trick right, yes. So I'm gonna go with Trick versus Melo.
Yeah, I like this. I mean, you can't go wrong. This shit was good overall.
Yeah, the match itself was dope. They took it to the crowd. They fucked that referee up to the point where he had to get another motherfucker. Why is this the song right here that sets your people off? See, look at you.
Hey,
you should see the look in his eye. And do I have anything else for I guess I'll ad lib wherever you are.
Yeah, I mean, this right here, Spoiler Bear, you're welcome. I got you some shit to the stage out here. Episode 260, you finally got some vibes on the same.
Finally.
But Norman Dar revealed that they broke the all-time NXT record tonight with an attendance of 16,545 people.
Biggest NXT
at Stand
event
and Deliver
ever.
It's growing.
Yep.
It's getting.
There wasn't a takeover, but it did the numbers.
Hey, it did. And then the other thing that I forgot to mention mid-show was Ava announced that we will be getting a new NXT Women's North American Championship.
They got
I'm kind of digging that.
They got a women's roster that they got lots of women down.
Yes, yes. So, this gives them more access to just show the women's division, because hell, every night on NXT it's probably three or four women's matches.
And that should have been a call in comparison to them making another set of women's tag team championships, when it should have been the women's tag team championships being defended on main roster at NXT.
Yeah, like you've been saying.
But this right here, North American Women's Championship, yes.
I like that.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yes, I like that. That's just, I think that's going to do.
Why do I feel like Thea Hell is going to be the first one? Also saying she's the youngest women's champion ever.
I can see that. Or could it be that new Yam that is taking over for Nikita Lola fucking Vice?
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Claude.
Yes. And also, news from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Javon Evans is finally coming up from NXT Level Up.
Okay.
He's going to be in NXT this Tuesday. Okay. He's absolutely been killing it, they say.
Right.
He's got some bounce. Kind of like Montez.
Mm-hmm.
They got that where he's just able to fly and do some flips and shit.
Yep.
Flippy floppies and everything. So, I don't know. Introduce a new character to the main scene. He's 19 years old.
That's young.
And ready to do work.
He's a whippersnapper.
So, we'll see where that leads, where that goes. But yeah, I mean, overall, I liked it. Good show.
I liked this song as well.
But I didn't like it all the way. You know why?
Why?
Because fuck you, Duck.
Fuck you, big OG Duck, with your celebrating ass.
Yeah.
Tom Tom Club. This was the women from the band Talking Heads. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. All time. This shit jams. But yeah, man, coming up next, we appreciate you shitling. Vidlin' Dooley,
yes, sir.
For your efforts, your contributions for this 2024 NXT Stand and Delivered.
Yeah, like I said, I appreciate y'all. We in the family.
Coming up, we got night one of WrestleMania recap. I'll be bringing you that show as well as night two tomorrow.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, shit's finna be good. Hopefully y'all enjoy all of the content we are bringing y'all. And yeah,
I guess what's the match kicking us off for night one? Do you know?
I think it's Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see, did I share that?
Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley, and then he said after that is going to be the six packs tag team ladder match.
Here we go. We got Drew trolling again.
Yep.
Or he might be real.
Yep.
So at UPS, have lost my gear before WrestleMania. As you've got no use for yours, CM Punk, can I borrow some trunks?
Oh yeah. Cody's bus caught fire too.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
Yeah, CM Punk, can he borrow me? Man, that motherfucker Drew is hilarious, yeah, man.
Like I told you, I wasn't a big fan of Drew, but this run right here, I'm digging this Drew, the heel Drew. I like this.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just trying to get the rundown of what we got for night one. Let them know. I thought I shared it, but I can't find it. Oh. No, go back to the news. We got Triple H announcing return of the WWE draft. That's one thing. Right after WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be interested to see what what happens after that.
Yep.
On who goes and what goes. Because this will be what champs we have. Damn, I can't find it.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
But overall, man, y'all enjoy the weekend. This is where it's at. I think WrestleMania's gotten bigger and bigger. Or it might have been just where I've got more involvement in it. It's just, I think the excitement is high this weekend.
I woke up early today. My alarm was set for 10 o'clock. I woke up at 9 o'clock, and I was like, I can't go back to sleep. I'm getting up. I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't remember being like this in years past, but I think this, I don't know, it's something about it. It's just, I'm excited for it. I think this night one is going to put on a good show. Okay, we got Rundown. We got Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. We got Gunther versus Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go back and look on that real quick?
Well, on what was
on that? Remember I told you that Monday night, did he sign? Did you check that out?
I didn't.
You got the ladder, tag team ladder match. You got Jimmy and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ray and...
Santos. Well, you know what? You got Ray and Andrade versus Santos and Dom Dom.
Yep. And like I told you, I think some swerve shit going to happen on that one.
I told you about
Carlito.
Right.
And then you got the women's, that trio of beauty right there versus Asuka, Dakota, and what's my other one I'm missing? And then, of course, you got the main event. Cody, Seth, Rock and Roman. Night one's gonna be lit, man.
It's gonna be lit for sure. I'm here for it.
Take us out.
Yes, this has been your NXT Stand and Delivered 2024 review. Like I said, man, Dooley is in the house. I think this is gonna be Dooley's event to do every year because of kick-ass music like this. I am Dotman211. He is
Dooley.
Yes, this has been Hayes, Hops, and Turnbuckles.
I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my body.